This is page 3.
Legislator John Brusso held up a full-page ad by e-cigarette maker Juul, which insists its devices are intended for adults who smoke. Experts speaking Thursday morning say, contrary to claims, vaping is no more safer than traditional tobacco cigarettes. Vaping products also contain nicotine and carcinogens, and they're packaged and promoted in a way that, some testified, seek to lure youngsters through colorful devices and appealing flavors. Jessica Hutchings is with Kids Escaping Drugs and says there's even a new peer pressure to try them, like smoking in a previous generation.
But when we look at the majority of the vaping products that are on the market, the Juul being the most popular of them with teenagers, the products that are out there are designed to draw in that younger crowd.
Those who testified all agree on the idea that Erie County should consider options such as banning the sale of vaping products to anyone under the age of 21. Legislator Brusso agrees, but adds that he and his peers are interested in more input in order to draft legislation that gets it right.
I'm not an expert on the effects, and to craft legislation that doesn't work because it only creates another problem, I really would like to do it the right way. So we've already reviewed the other counties and some other counties in the country, too. So we're most certainly going to look at that.
Fellow legislator Thomas Loughran, who owns a bar and restaurant in Snyder, looked back on the end of smoking in his establishment as a good thing and suggests the FDA dropped the ball on vaping by letting the message get out that it's a safer option than cigarettes. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.